Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He is rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. It might be the very thing you've been longing for. Or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Greetings, dear friends, to this fine evening, as we lay bathing under the celestial light of the dog star. The saucer pod makes it possible to filtrate and amplify the virtues of the rays from outer space. I've got a component like an infrared sauna that accomplishes all of this, and it feels pretty good right now as the light of that intelligence washes over me. It's like bathing in the foam of the birth of Venus from the head of Jupiter. Well, actually, it was Athena, I think, being born from the head of Zeus, but later they replaced her with Aphrodite, which led to it being Venus once the Romans got involved. And, well, Athena was the goddess of wisdom, or is the goddess of wisdom, depending on how you see it, so that makes sense. The others are the goddesses of love, and that would make sense too, I guess, because since love and wisdom could be very similar or absolutely interdependent, one, and I used to more keenly intuit such things, but the corruptions of time have had their way with my finer senses, and all I can do is to hope that grace will take me past that. I guess a lot of you have similar conditions operating in your lives, as I know that many of the listeners are older in years, like myself. It seems a little strange to me that I trend into such a specific demographic, but a lot of what gets said here might be more confining upon the freer lifestyles of contemporary youth. We've got some number of younger readers and listeners, and it could be that they are just more quiet about it, but that would be out of character where age tends to be quieter than youth. Yeah. Anyway, maybe this is only true about certain things, and I can think of different reasons, but it seems like my work is with those who experience so many things similar to myself in the same time frames. The speculation is pointless. So, Russia is in Syria, and it is destroying the terrorist infrastructure in a big way. By now, we know that the international bankers who own the United States and most of the countries in the world are the financial backers of terrorism worldwide. For whatever the reason, and I'm guessing it is Mr. Apocalypse, the banker whores are unable to contend with the Russians and are even talking about stepping aside. Putin is playing it brilliantly. I notice people now showing up at my sites and making all sorts of accusations about Putin, including calling him the Antichrist. I little doubt that this is part of a propaganda effort, and the only reason for that to be in operation would be that, well, the claims aren't true. Seems so. In the meantime, one of the most surgically precise military operations in history is going on, while at the same time the U.S. military has been revealed to have bombed a hospital in Afghanistan. Talk about irony. Once again, it has to be Mr. Apocalypse, and this tells me there is a possibility that all kinds of things might work out very well over coming times, and that this really is for the purpose of demonstration, and all those creeps who are exposing themselves and coming out of the woodwork at this time are doing it because they are compelled to do it in order to correspond with the will of heaven, whose intention is to expose them before the eyes of the world. When we think of the unrecorded past and the brief glimpses we have about things like the Great Flood and the destruction of Atlantis and Lemuria, we get the sense of a planet-wide extinction of human life and the thought that there were some minimum of survivors, if any, and everything is very sketchy about what happened and what followed. We might know less than nothing, and everything we think we know and have been knowing and basing our history on might be nothing but lies. I just came across this book, can't remember the title, several books actually, and there are two authors, and what they have to say about the New Testament and the Old Testament and all the history contained is mind-blowing. Everything is a lie, and lies built upon lies. I will link all of this up in the next Smoking Mirrors, and you can be the judge. These are scholars at work, and what they have to say is incredibly profound. This could mean that all of our hopes and fears are based on understandings, based on things that never happened. The whole way that we imagine things to have been and how things work is in question. It could be that everything overall is better than we thought, or worse, or something else, but whatever it is, it isn't what we thought it was. One of the things that has struck me over the course of this life, and probably in other lives that I cannot recall at the moment, is the question of why all of the authentic spiritual masters that I encountered were often smiling and hardly ever in a bad mood, and there was nothing depressed, anxious, or fearful about them. They brimmed with confidence, and they possessed light overflowing. And they were suffused with energy and focus. They were, are, in touch with something, and whatever it is more centered and more powerful and precise than anything else in life. They were carefree. They had special powers of love, and they touched the hearts of everyone around them, except for those who were driven away for whatever the good reason was. And these great souls that are so strangely unlike the rest of us, they found something. They had found something that silenced all of their doubts and fears forever. They found the source of divine love within their hearts, and their inner ear opened, and they were able to hear the voice of the silence. And whatever that voice was saying had to be very optimistic and positive, because I could see this. I could see it. This tells me that no matter what the world may tell me, and no matter what my ignorance of life and what lies beyond life might be, I met those who had found the answer. I was around them, and I heard them and felt them, and I cannot believe I would be forgotten, having been that close to the eternal real. This understanding sustains me through the course of these dark times. For many, these times do not seem dark. They are caught up in the intoxications of the sensory plane and are only slightly aware of anything going on at a further remove from the immediate playing field of the experience of those things that they desire. One of the things that amazes me are all these cell phone junkies. There used to be no cell phones, and people were stuck with life experiences. Now their cell phones take up most of every waking hour of their time. I watch them endlessly thumb hammering their devices over and over and over. Well, I'm on Facebook by accident. At first, I was getting all these invites, and somehow in the process of attempting to deal with them, I wound up hitting the wrong button, and then I wound up sending out an invite to over 600 people in my mailbox, in my inbox, yeah. After that, it was just there, and I started putting these postings in, and now there's this whole society of readers that they never comment at the blogs, but they're always there on Facebook. It's some kind of a world of its own, like the cell phone world, which I believe includes Facebook, and apparently it's filled with all kinds of things that you can do, both the cell phone and Facebook included, but I don't know what any of them are, and I only go there to put up the posts, and that's about it. Sometimes people message me, like most every day, and sometimes I don't answer for a long time because Even though I know that they are there, I somehow don't see them. I imagine this bothers people, but it's just how it is. I'm all over the place tonight, aren't I? It was like that Invisible Origami posting earlier today. I apologized for this hour. I'm apologizing here now, so that means both places. And then suddenly, I was directed to go and check in on the state of Mercury retrograde. And what do you know? It ended yesterday. Or today, as you know, the next day. I love these little intuitions that come and go so often around here. Anyway, the obsession with these new technologies is really a lot like drug addiction or alcoholism or obsessive compulsive things. And it accounts for people not paying attention to real life or to anything going on outside their area of direct experience. This collective hypnotism is frightening in ways. I don't know what to make of it, and I hardly know how to operate a cell phone. And that is odd because I'm good around computers. I can't see the use of a cell phone for anything other than making a telephone call. And, well, I've got Skype on my computer, and I use that because I have a cell phone, but I don't get service here anyway. So I have to do it on the computer. All these people have so much business to do, and I know that I have far more widespread daily interactions and communications than most of them, and I don't have to spend all day hammering on a cell phone. There's something going on there that I don't know about, and all I can say is that I'm glad it isn't going on with me. I'm still wandering around, but all over the map, like I said, but if I don't do a radio broadcast because of that, I'll hear about it. I always hear about it when I don't do a broadcast. And that's a little weird, too, because I seldom hear about it when I do put out a broadcast. I hear about it only when I don't. I'll tell you, my friends, it's truly spooky what's going on at the moment with the Syrian thing and everything else that is happening at the same time and all the other locations in the world. The feeling that I get is that nothing is like what it would be normally. Even though it is incredibly abnormal, there would still be something more predictable or expected from it all than what I see. It is as if it is being choreographed from some unseen point. What happens is not what you would think would happen based on how these things have, gone at any time in the past. That's like a movie that does not conform to what is anticipated. It really feels like we passed through some kind of a portal and there was a shift in what used to be reality. And it isn't reality anymore. Something else is. It might not seem as dramatic to others as it does to me. I'm much more set back from it all than most people. I'm isolated and alone and extremely reflective. I don't have the back and forth immersion thing that most people do. I'm apart from life. Mostly because 99% of it does not interest or fascinate me, and that is a result of a lifetime of experiences that got registered and identified according to my unique schematic. We all have one. It is what gets constructed in our consciousness, and which is determined by what we value and what we consider important in relation to all the things that humanity calls important according to individual tastes and preferences. And I have come to the conclusion that only my relationship with the ineffable is important. This is not the usual state for most people. Because of this, what I see in the way life goes on around me and at a distance looks incredibly surreal. I cannot understand how it is that Russia was allowed to blow away all these terrorists and weapons dumps and nothing happened from the people who were leading the charge against Assad and who were financing the terrorists to the tunes of billions of dollars. And this is not just the Israeli-controlled U.S., but also Israeli-controlled NATO and all the subject states, the dictator Arab states like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and others. They have a huge investment here, but everyone has just backed off for the moment. Maybe that's it for the moment. However, when you look at all of the diverse forces and agendas all concentrated in this single area, simple logic should tell you that it is only a matter of time before something goes horribly wrong. From there, it can go even more wrong, and that can turn into something dire indeed. I don't know why it is that I don't get any sense of this happening. That goes contrary to what one might expect, given how it all seems to be and the sense of global cataclysm that all of these forces set against each other implies. I don't know what to tell you because I don't know. I only know what I feel and intuit, and what I am told now and again. And what I feel and intuit is that something very strange is going on that does not conform to the usual rules of existence as I know them to be, based on my experiences and all that I have learned over the course of my time here. I can't think of anything more to say because I don't know what to say. Something is going on other than what appears to be going on, and sooner or later, it's going to surface in some fashion. Really, really transformative changes are on the horizon. I can't shake the feeling that, well, it all depends on what we are and who we are, and that determines what happens to us. My friends, as is ever the case, we have come to the end of yet another broadcast, and I will see you next week if there is one. You have my apologies again for being all over the map today in both posting and broadcasting. It just occurred to me that a possible reason for this happening is that something in me is changing, and I am caught between what was and what will be, and so I am less capable in transition than I would be on either side of it. In the interim here, my friends, between now and when we meet again, please use your time and consciousness to the most fruitful end, and that is most certainly to be realized if it involves some effort in pursuit of the ineffable. And that said, hail Lord Jesus Christ, Hare Krishna, Alhamdulillah, much love, Lady Nature, Om Amitabha. Greetings, my dear friend, Lord Ganesh. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and Haru!
He's strong and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. Bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.